Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith, Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has, giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated, day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family. You just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it. This is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Yes? All you want for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Shh. Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
All right, we're talking about something about agents, right? What is it today?
Real estate agent to do your BPOs. Get a real estate agent to pull comps.
That's it.
Yep.
All right, man. I need you to walk us through.
Comps. Yes.
I'm going to start us off briefly, and what I want you to do is I want you to walk us through everything from start to finish, okay? I want you to walk us through everything from start to finish. Essentially, ladies and gentlemen, when you do real estate, you're going to need you an agent to pull properties for you. Mm-hmm. And in its simplicity, you want those properties to be pulled in a manner in which it serves you. Your computer restarted because of a problem. All right. So, anywho, you can hear me now? All right. My computer's restarted because of a problem. You're going to let me get more realistic here.
Yeah.
Get more realistic. My agent knows that I want a certain type of house, not built after 1985. Well, this is when I was doing a single family. I don't do this anymore. But not built after 1985. Three bedroom, two bath, and I forget the square feet. I think it's, is it 2,000? No, I think 2002. Yeah, between 2,000 and 2,500 square feet. It can be no bigger than that. And it must be in areas in which houses are being bought and purchased or is bought and sold in 60 days or 30 days or less. 60 days or less, 30 days or less. She can't send me any other criteria. So she goes in, she loses her little fingers, sets a little query, and every time something matches that, I get kicked the email. And then what I do then is, I get kicked the email, and then the email always also comes with comps that I can compare to. Forgot to mention that. That's very important. It also comes with comps that I can compare to, and then from those comps or comparables is what you would call it, then I make an assessment on whether I should make an offer on this house. Simple explanation. We're going to go deeper. But, Maurice, you're going to be the star of this one, because there is a lot to, there's a lot of technical babble and other stuff that I need you to walk us through. Like, we don't know anything you talk about. Take us from the beginning. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Yep. Okay. I'll wait till everybody join in. It's like, you know, just you mentioned earlier in the first class, everybody know, wait till everybody join in. That was a perfect point you made. So that is a little joke, but so comparables.
I just got it. I got it late. Wait till you join in.
We hit 100. When we hit 100, we're gonna start. No. With comparables, real estate with comps, right? Comps is just short for comparables, market comparables. So,
I lost you. You see that?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. There Hello? You go. There you go. Okay. Right, last, sorry, yeah, guys. We get you. Get last thing we heard was comps is just comparables.
Okay. Yep. So pardon me, hit me by mistake. So comps is comparables, short for comparables. And the topic is get your real estate professional to pull REOs for you. Get your realtor, real estate professional to pull REOs for you. Now, I just want to mention about realtor and Brandon. Realtors have did the brilliant job, like, you know, as we talk about all the brilliant job of making. When you think of realtors, you think of real estate agents. You know, they did a brilliant job of branding in that way. Realtors is a brand, and they're the a third-party entity. Realtors is the National Association of Realtors that trademarked the realtor symbol. Realtor is a realtor. So when you think real estate, when you see realtor, most people think, oh, you know, and that's an example of the type of branding you talk about, Antonio. Because when you think of that, you definitely think a realtor of a real estate professional. So realtor is a trademark name, and it belongs to the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I'm a realtist, you know, happens to be a member of NARAB, National Association of Real Estate Brokers. That's a conversation we can get into and talk about another time. I just wanted to throw that out there about realtor. Yeah, you know, and that's a branding tool, tactic that they are very successful in.
You should get into it. I didn't know any of that.
So
I didn't know any of that. You should get into it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So Realtor is national. They was established in the 1920s, I believe. And there was associations, a third party association. They are actually one of the largest lobbying entities in real estate. They lobby for a lot. They have a lot of power in the real estate industry. They're advocates for the real estate professional. And what comes with that is also, they also become, they have to take the good with the bad. So anytime anything happens, steering, redlining, blockbusting, steering is when you steer clients away from a particular area because of one of the protected classes. So protected classes, and you steer a client from the south side of an area to the north side because, you know, you feel that they're better suited to be living the north side for your own reasons. So steering, that's pretty much what steering is. Blockbusting is when a person sells and they bust up the block, or they go around and say, hey, somebody, one of the protected classes moved in up the street. You better get ready to sell your property. No one's one move in. That's when it all happens. And it all deals with the protected classes. So that, and then, you know, redlining deals with the money portion, insurance and banking. When you don't lend or you want, So, all right. Realtors, was established in the early 20s. They're definitely an entity that is a lobbying entity. However, in the 20s, you know, we weren't able to be realtors. And until in the 20s, and realtors, they were on the side of, it was on the wrong side of history. And at that point, because blacks and minorities were not able to be real estate agents at that time. This was around the time 1968, fair housing and all that happened. And 1968 Act, the Fair Housing Act of 1968 happened as a result of, you know, history that we know about, Martin Luther King being assassinated. And 7 days right after that, that's when that act was signed into, or it was signed in. Just prior to that, NAR and NARAB and, you know, blacks and those fighting for rights to be able to purchase real estate was on the front line. And they were in a battle to be able to have the ability to even buy real estate, own it, you know, much less, you know, when we still have deeds. So that's, we have deeds that say, that you can't even sell to a minority, much less, you know, lease own. The only way that they could be able to be part of a property is that they're short stay there, and they, as long as they're working, that's the only tie to this real estate that they can have. So just that part of it is one part of the of why NARAB exists, and why, you know, I'm just really mentioning realtor and realtist and real estate professional. So know that when going in, that when you go after, you know, look, seek out a real, now, and here's another point too. If you can seek out a realtist in your area, you'll find a good quality agent to work with. There's a bunch in Texas. There's some people in Texas I know that are, you know, very good. Andre Cooks, he's a good, he owns the exit agency there. But my point for mentioning any of that is that most of the realtists are very sharp and educated, and they're in the know, and they know their industry and they know their market. So you're going to get a person that knows what they're doing and know their stuff. So I just wanted to kind of define that realtor and realtist. And
yeah, no, that makes plenty of sense. Whoever would have known? There's so much history. Okay, so how can I'm going to feed you a few questions. I don't know real estate at all. How can I go get an agent?
Okay. So first thing you want to do is identify first. Start with just with me. You don't know anything about real estate. Identify where you are. And I like to say, come into real present time right now. Just get present. Where am I at right now? What room am I looking at? What's the color of the wall? That to that point. Come into present time and identify my role and what I'm looking for. Identify what exactly I'm doing. Okay, I want to buy a real estate piece of property. I want to buy a property and I want it to be my first investment property. I'ma still stay living where I'm at. Or identify where I'm at, you know, and what exactly I want to do and know exactly that. And then at that point, you can identify the proper agent. Because a lot of times, if you just go and just say, I'm going to pick a realtor or somebody that's going to pick up the phone and call the nearest agent, the first agent I come into contact with, sure, they're going to tell you, sure, I can help you, you know, and like. Going back to the Dunkin' Donuts story, it's like pulling up to Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru window asking for 8 quarts of 0W20. And, you know, and they ain't going to be able to give it to you. You know, they pour liquids. They're going to fill you up. But, you know, it's going to be coffee, you know, or some hot chocolate. You know what I mean? So, so make sure that the specialist, the real estate professional you find, identifies with what your task is and your role is. Start off on the foundation, that foundation right, then when you build, the higher you build, you have a 30, you know, structure. So if you start at the beginning and having the foundation where you have the right agent for the right job, for the right task. So if I'm looking for an REO agent or someone that's going to be a REO is real estate owned, that's the term that the bank use that comes real estate owned because it's real estate that's owned by the bank. It was once owned by someone else. So it becomes real estate owned REO, and that's a term that's used for real estate owned. So let's say I'm just gonna pick this target for this purpose. I wanna buy my first piece of real estate and it's bank owned real estate. And so, you know, I heard that I could find some good deals from HUD and Fannie Mae. I heard that the deals were out there. I heard that the best way I could find information, I could get some good deals with HUD. So that's the target. That's the path I'm going down. So what I need to do is go find me a REO HUD listing broker. Why is that important that you want to find that broker? Because he's equipped. When you do a HUD transaction, and first, one of the other things just to kind of be mindful of is there's no cookie cutter, nothing in real estate. There's nothing that is like one size fit all. You know, there's not every deal, every transaction is different. Every investor is different. Every scenario is different. You know, no matter how much it appears saying, just there's no cookie cutter way to look at it. So, and go into every transaction with that expectation and knowing that it's different. You know, even though it's the twin, it's the second half of the twin that you bought last year. You know, it's going to be different. It's the same. You know, right there, it's going to be different. So, you found out that you want a HUD property and that you found that you can get some good deals. So hone in on just that market. So let's say I'm looking for REOs and I found out that I want to do HUD properties, I'm going to focus and become the best that I'm able to become at and proficient in understanding that what I'm looking for me. And then I'm going to be equipped because once I'm as good at it or proficient as I can become at it, then who I seek out is going to be just as proficient, if not, well, we attract to us who we are, you know? And then so if I'm You know, and it always start with me. It always start with you. And knowing that you have to put in the work to get out of it what you want. You know, it's not like almost like a agent that comes to an office and expect a broker to feed them business and to make them. If you got to go into that situation knowing that I have to do the work, there's work I have to put into this, knowing that you're going to put in the work, and then your agent is going to be just that. He's going to be the broker. He's going to be the facilitator. He or she is going to be the facilitator to get you to the next stage of, you know, next stage of the game. Or, you know, so our real broker, you want to identify the right broker. Very key, very, I can't stress how much that is needed. Write that part down, you know, that you want the broker to be a broker that specializes in whatever it is you're looking for. So if I'm looking for an REO, first property, I heard the deals are out there with HUD and bank-owned properties. So let's throw Fannie Mae in there too. HUD and Fannie Mae properties, right? Because here's why those deals are that way and they are good. Because when you get a HUD property, you purchase something that's called PMI, private mortgage insurance, or MIP, depending on what type of a loan it is. So you're getting private mortgage insurance on the property. So when you get private mortgage insurance on a property, it's just like any other insurance. That protects the mortgage. You know, you borrow money. Money is just like a commodity. It's just like something you go pick up off the shelf. You know, borrow money is cheap. It's like a product. So you borrow money, just like a vehicle, your automobile. Think of money as being like your automobile, and you buy insurance for your automobile. It's the same price. So mortgage insurance is purchased, and mortgage insurance is any event that you can't pay me back or you can't pay the bank back. Now, hence is why an FHA loan is not always the best loan for a person to get, because an FHA loan has mortgage insurance on it for the whole 30 years of the loan. A conventional loan is two types of loans you can purchase, well, three types. But for the most part, that's in the industry, you're either going to get an FHA loan, conventional loan, or hard money, which is private money. So an FHA loan comes with, you have to purchase private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance for that loan for the whole life of that loan. 30 years you're going to pay whatever that dollar amount, $116.12 each month on that mortgage loan for mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. So at the end of the day, if we know anything, right, from any mortgage that we purchase, right, the amortization of it, how is amortized? Amortized comes from the root word mortgage, right? Amortized. And the root word mortgage means death. You kill off slowly. Kill off slowly. Mortgage in Spanish, I believe, it means death. So amortize. You're amortizing the loan, and I don't want to get caught up in that. You talked about earlier, Antonio, making it too much. But, you know, amortizing the loan. So the amortization of a loan, the bank makes their – you pay off the interest first. So if you have a 30-year mortgage, the first 10 to 20 years of that mortgage, you're paying off the interest. You get it?
It's all right. Very glad you're talking about this.
That thick pile of papers you get when you buy your loan, that loan is amortized over a 30-year period. And when they call it amortized, you know, amortized over 30 years, so you're paying, the way you get your mortgage payment down to be so low is they amortize over 360 months. Over 30 years. And they're amortizing it, and the payments are based on 30-year payout and your interest rate. So at the beginning, the first 10 to 20 years of the loan, you might pay on a $1,000 loan, $996 will go towards the interest only. So of that $1,000 payment, $4 goes towards principal. So that $200,000 loan now becomes $4 less than the first month. All that goes towards the bank. So now here's, you paid into the bank, you paid your points, the cost of getting into the loan, you paid your, you know, the points, all the fees that, it's a closing cost and all associated fees that go with acquiring a mortgage. You paid all that to the bank up front. Now they're getting all their money up front. in by way of the way that it's amortized. So it's a $1,000 payment, $997 goes towards interest. The bank is recouping their money first, getting their money back first. I lent it to you now. So now on top of that, you have mortgage insurance. So that MIP, the mortgage insurance, once that loan defaults or the borrower defaults on that loan, the government don't own the loan. Fannie Mae or HUD, they're not in the business of getting money. They guarantee the loan. They guarantee that it will be paid. So a lot of people think that HUD is giving me this loan. They start losing, missing payments. They call HUD, or call HUD to get some help. HUD is really not the entity that's going to be able to help you. They're going to direct you to somebody that can help you. HUD, the government just guarantees that loan. They say, all right, if they don't pay, if they meet these criteria, here are the steps. Here's the criteria that they need to meet. Six X amount of FICO score. No missed payments in the past 12 months. The criteria they set, HUD says, all right, we'll back that loan. We don't even have a credit score. Another thing, that's a myth. And people think that, I have to have a certain credit score. VA loans and HUD loans don't have credit scores. It's the overlays that the bank put on it as a protection to make sure that they'll get paid. So the bank will say, okay, HUD's guidelines is no credit score needed. If it's challenged or there's challenges with it, we require a letter and let's look at it. Let's explore it because HUD's purpose is to get people in homes. That's the whole design. That's what it was supposed to be designed for, really, to get low income people and minorities into the homes and people that would not necessarily be able to purchase a home. That's what it was. That was the purpose of it, or is the purpose of it. Hence is why also, when you first buy a HUD property, the first 15 days is for owner occupants. So it's out there in the public for owner occupant first. Then it opens up to investors. Because again, the whole purpose of it is to get homeowners into the home. So, okay, now this is for the person that has never bought a home and you're looking at purchasing your first house. I just want to get in the game. I don't know how. I just wanted to do it. I'm ready. Whatever it is, let's just get it done. So I'm going to go and I got about 15 bands, and I'm gonna or 10 bands, maybe even 7 or 8. What I like to say at this point is, don't wait until you have all the money. Don't say, I'm gonna wait until I got it, because that time may not never come. Jump in it and get in it. When I bought my first house, I had enough money to put down a down payment, and I saw down the line getting the rest of it. I made the commitment. And then I just went after it, like you said, make the commitment and figure it out after you get into it. So, as you figure it out, I read the rest along the way. I put the $1,000 down, or it doesn't even have to be $1,000. Depends on where you're at. It could be $100. HUD will take $100. They have $100 down. My point is, don't let nothing stop you from getting started. If you're ready to start, start. Because what the best thing that's going to happen is you're going to find out what I need to do in order to make it happen. 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the line, then to not do anything and then still be in the same position. So start right now. Whatever it is, start, go and make up your mind to say, all right, if I'm ready to do it, whatever it is I got, whatever I have, wherever you're starting from, wherever it is you have, start from that point right then. Start from that point and get the process started and say I'm going to find me a HUD home. You can look up properties in your area. They have their own website, HUDHomeStore.com. If you're looking, go ahead and go to that website, download that app on your phone and look at it every day. Look at it every day. Start, because here the importance of getting into it. And when I say present time, I mean, just take a minute right where you are right now and look around you. If you're in your car, look to your right. Identify where you are. What's in front of you? What's right there? What color is my steering wheel? The radio knobs. Look at, the room I'm in. What's in my room? What's around me? What's surrounding me right now? Where am I at? And I say present time because it's important to know, to be in present time, at all times when doing things, because it helps to make it real. And I'm only saying that to say that it's important to go out to visit some of these homes. Go stand in it. Walk in the door. because you got to own it, and you got to go into agreement with yourself that I'm ready to do this. So the moment you put that conscious knowledge out, that conscious thought to do it, you already called it into your consciousness. You already called it, you called it into being, into existence. But it starts where you have to make the decision first to say, I'm going to buy this house, my first property, I'm buying it at whatever cost. Nope, I ain't got no money right now, but I got my income tax and I got $1,000, or I have $1,000 I can spare to put to the side towards it. And in 6 months, I can come up with the rest. I don't know what that rest, you know, I mean, identify what, okay, let me use this as a rule of thumb too, because I don't want to, that sound like hocus pocus, just don't know what the rest is. But for any loan, the rule of thumb is 3 to 9% will get you into the property. So if you're looking at a $100,000 house, you can say, it's safe to say that you can get into that house roughly for about $9,000. $9,000 is a rule of thumb, safe bet to say. About $9,000 will get me into that property, right? So if I say I got a $100,000 home. Now, the other part of it is you get the right agent. Why it's important to have an agent that has done this before, that has done a HUD home before, and that has the experience of it, because that agent is going to tell you, okay, well, I can get you 3% of that $9,000 back in closing costs. So we can make our offer appealing enough to get that 3% put into that. So now you're down to six bands, right? $6,000. Now, $6,000, you're at $6,000 now. So you just knocked that off. But you wouldn't have known that if you didn't get into it. You didn't jump in it and get into the process of it. That's why it's important to get in it and realize. And the other part is go see the property. Go look at it. Ride by it. My first house, I used to walk by it on my way to the barbershop. I was cutting hair. I was a barber at that time. I think I was in barber school or just finishing up getting my license. And I used to walk by the house every morning claiming it. Yep. In my head. No, you didn't tell nobody. Sometimes you just can't tell everybody everything. You just got to move and they see it once it's done. You know, a lot of times you just can't share everything with everybody. So you just have to do it. And especially if it's an idea that's not well and completely resolved within you, you definitely don't want to share it until it's like a seed. It goes down first. You don't see nothing, but it's taking root underground. And then when you see that first blade of grass that pop up, you know, you think it's like little weak grass. It's not really that weak because it's already got roots underneath. It's being held up, held together out of roots. You don't know how many strands of roots is underneath it. But keeping that in mind, it's, you know, keeping it in darkness. It's like the seed going down, it's in darkness. It's dark down there, you know, dark earth until it's proper time. So I would walk by the house and claim it. It was a family member of mine. And, you know, coming from where I had come from and being, had been incarcerated and, you know, those things. And, you know, really didn't have a whole lot of expectations and a lot of people that thought that I could do it and would make it. Luckily for me, that was what was a big motivating factor for me. That because you said I can't, that means that really pushes me to make me do it even more. That's just that. So with that was really kind of a motivator for me. So I walked by the home and I'm just saying this to say, go to the house that you identify with, if you're interested, you know, and, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily set up a showing to go in the house. But if you can do that, get inside the house, feel it, look at it, see your furniture in it, see you owning it, see you in the property. And walk away and leave with that, and then continue with the rest of the process, which happens to be to get the rest of your money up. Another thing you can do is also get that your banker. You want the right type of banker and the right type of real estate professional. Also, the lender has to be one that specializes in that too. The lender has
to. Oh, you got to break all three of those down. You got to break all three of them. Yeah, yeah. Because they.
Thank you.
Yeah, the banker, the lender. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. Thank you. Please. Stop me anytime I get there. I appreciate you. So so the lender, the bank is the person that provides the financing. They could be bank, but any one of the banks that qualify. So HUD says, we'll allow you to, we'll guarantee your loans that fit into this criteria. So the 12 of us, how many, six of us, how many of us is on the line? We go into, today we said we're going to open us up a bank. The six are we going to come and open up a bank. We got $300,000, $500,000. We open up this bank and we're going to lend HUD says, okay, if you meet these guidelines, we'll guarantee those loans. So HUD says, we'll guarantee those loans that you lend, provided they meet these requirements. So the lenders, Bank of America, any lender, we meet those requirements, we go to HUD and say, hey, we want to become a HUD-approved lender. So as long as that lender meets that requirement, they can go and lend you the money for that particular property. So that's the bank. Any bank, USA, you know, your banker, they qualify, that's the person that's giving you the money, the financing to go and say, I'm going to give you this $97,000 and $96,500 for the purchase of the house, but you got to come up with the other 6%, because we already found 3% that the bank is giving you back. So it's 9% it's costing you, it takes for you to get into this property. So you found 3, now you're down to 6. Now we're going to get that banker, or banker and the lender is the same. Let me make sure that clarify that. The banker and the lender is the same, meaning they're the source of money. They're the source of funds. Banking and lender can, you know, definition-wise mean be different, but they're the source of financing, right, to get you into the property. So the bank is one, but you want the mortgage person that works for that bank, that's your point of contact, to be one that has done a deal or two like that before, that he specializes in HUD deals. He specializes in that type of a loan. Why is that important? So important because every area, there's things as different in New Jersey, in North New Jersey, that's different in South Jersey. That, I mean, it's the same state, but the south side of Jersey don't use attorneys, and north side of Jersey is always using attorneys. So it changes. Real estate really is that local. So your area is specific to you. It's not such a thing I can go and use, you know, real estate is that local. So you want a person that is understands that and that has done done that deal before. So you want to specialize in a person that does those loans. There's nuances in different parts of the loan and things that of the transaction that happens that a regular banker ain't gonna get. And if you really don't know, you'll think it's you. You'll think it's something that you've done, or you might think it's something that's going on, you know, with your circumstances. But, you know, that lender, it all could be because of the choice of person. It's like picking a bad relationship, make the wrong choice, it just don't work out. You know, you think it's you, but, you know, it's really picking the right choice and making sure that the industry expert that you choose is the industry expert that knows what and is accomplishing your present time, your real life situation that you want to accomplish. So I want to accomplish it, and I'm thinking, I'm saying, okay, I want to own a home. I'm not mixing up, you know, my first home with wanting to be an investment home. Nope, I'm staying focused on this track of I want to own my first home, buy my first home that I don't have now, and how do I get in it? Okay, I found 3%. I can get 3% and add that in, leave that into the bank is going to give me 3% of the cost to get into it. So I need 9,000 or 9 points. A point is 1% of the loan amount. So that's real estate lending. 1 point is 1% of the loan amount. So I need 9%, 9 points, nine to get into the loan. The bank is going to give me 3 back. That's usually the way it goes with a bank or with a when a bank is with an REO or a foreclosure. However, if you find a property that's owned by a person, they can give you 6% back. Now you found 6 points. Now you're only coming to the table with 3%. So the other thing is you can get down payment assistance. Now the down payment assistance can go with the bank, the banker's portion. So in your research, you're gonna be looking up down payment assistance. How much, you know, depending on the property you find, if the property is a HUD property, if it's a property that's a bank-owned property, let me just say a bank-owned, you know, foreclosure or bank-owned, the maximum you can get back usually is gonna be 3% of it. When I say get back, is you're getting 3% of the closing costs to help you get into that property. So they're financing the closing costs for you to get into the property. So 3% of the cost, you're financing and being financed by, you're gonna finance it over 30 years. What difference do it make? It's about 25, it's about $10 per 100. What is it? $25 per 100.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Hold on, okay. You're dropping mad knowledge. Let me set you up with a few scenarios. I'm a veteran. I'm 65 yes. years old.
Yep.
I want to get me a house. With all the information that you just said, tell me the steps. Best steps.
As a veteran, you can walk into that house with $0 as a VA. A VA loan, you walk into it with 100%. It's set up so as a veteran, not only can you as a veteran walk into the house with no money and just pay the fee.
Hold on, bro. Rewind all that. 100%, no doubt. Rewind all that.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Start over and give it to him. Right.
So as a veteran with a VA loan, you can technically walk into the house with 100% less the fee. So you're going to pay a fee, but it'll be minimal. It's not a lot. But you technically, and I'm just, this is, that's empowering a veteran, person that has been in, you can go technically. That's a niche market to somebody. For a real agent that's just new in the game, that's a whole niche market for you to tackle and just target the veterans and VA loans and just do that and be a VA agent and just do those. Because you technically, is no, yes, sir. There's no, there's no, what do you call it? No credit. So because it's HUD, it's technically HUD that goes with VA and HUD. They don't have a credit score requirement. The bank may have a credit score criteria or requirement, but the entity itself that's backing the loan don't. So they'll say, you can go to a bank. Again, make sure you find that VA lender, though, because I'm telling you, there's nuances to that. I've tried and tested this. There's nuances to it that a regular lender, sure, I can do it. They go and they go and look at the roster and say, sure, these are the loans we can do. Sure, I can do it. But you want someone that has done it before, pretty much. You know, makes the loan a lot more smoother. Like you want a loan lender that has done a rehab loan before. But you can walk into that VA veteran loan, the VA loan, with your DD-214, I believe it's called, and you go and get that, and that's proof that you've been in the you serve, and you take that DD-214, they verify it, the VA vendor comes back, you can put down $100 on this property. It's designed just for that purpose, you know. And that's a niche market, man. You just gave me an idea for any agent that's coming. That's I'm sending them right there to that target. That, you know, that's a target market to target. That's a niche market for an agent to go after and target, especially in this time right now where the veterans are not really, don't get the credit, don't being treated. I mean, that's just a good, it's a target, good target audience to target to help. You know, not, you know, and make money while you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Hey, so, I got somebody on the call right now. They own their own construction company. Okay? They own their own construction company.
Wow.
How can they partner with veterans and veteran lenders so they never have to worry about a check again? They can just serve veterans, right? And these houses, because of course, these houses, these vendor loaded houses, they're not going to need much work. You understand what I'm saying? But there may be an opportunity to work something up so they can be well. I don't know. But with your knowledge, I'm sure we have to, you know, we might have to keep figuring this out. But with the knowledge you have right now, how can you steer us in some sort of direction?
Okay, now you said a construction company, they do build, they do the construction, right?
Do construction, wants to give back all license, bonded, all that stuff. That's right. Want to partner with a lender and just get in on rehabbing or at least maintaining these houses just so they can, you know, maybe they can make an extra $2,000 a month. You know, some sort of, basically, how can I get to predictable revenue? Because veterans aren't going to stop being veterans and houses aren't going to stop being houses. How can I take my small company, and then attach myself to this predictable revenue? I'm not trying to game the system. I just want to be in the flow of such predictable revenue.
And we're not stopping going to war. So you're going to continue to go to war more and more.
Fact.
So I would say attach yourself to all find the top VA lenders in your area. Find the VA lenders that are doing VA loans and attach to them and identify them and partner with them. That way it's not just one VA company, but it's every VA lender, every VA.
That's good.
Every VA, you know, you attach yourself to all of them in your area as far as you want to go. You can reach out 100, 200 miles out each way, 150 miles in each direction if you want, and get the top VA lender that you, VA lender that's in that area, and attach yourself to them. Hey, here's, and your cause is you want to work with your cause is your cause. And attach, so contact them. You will reach out to them, and you just reach out to them and offer them your service. Hey, I'm a licensed bonded construction company, and we do specialize in working with VA. We work with VA veterans. And if you're talking to a VA lender, his primary audience may be VA lenders. Now, the other part of that is you might want to become HUD certified too, because then at that point, not only do you do the just the VA loans, you become 203K specialist, because there's a special type of lender, a contractor that does, pardon me, the 203K rehab work. That is a steady flow of income that where I'm at, they can't even find reputable contractors for. You got a contracting company, I'm sure the same is happening there. The thing is getting in the right position in the right place, because you can't even find reputable contractors here. It's hard to find contractors. The thing is, though, is I'm not saying you're not, but have integrity and don't take on more work than you can handle, and have a reputation of completing your jobs and just do what you can do. If you have to hire more to get to do more, but that's an industry in a field that is underrepresented and is understaffed. There's a need for companies, construction companies in this industry specifically to get that HUD money, you know, that rehab money. So it would be to contact the VA lenders. So it would be a search. And the top 1% of those lenders that do VA loans, if they exist or where they are, you want to tap them and reach out to where they are. And how do you know, that's one of the differences that NARAP offer, right? Because NARAP have networking events where not only is real estate professionals there, you got the contractors, the appraisers, every facet of the real estate industry is at these national conventions. We're going to one, I think it's May, in a couple months coming up. But just when that's where we was in Vegas the last couple weeks ago, we was at one. All the people that are there that were the industry experts, appraisers, contractors, the podcast. I did a podcast took two interviews while we were down there. One was with the appraiser, with an appraiser. One was with a lender, mortgage lender, and a broker. And he's from California. He has a mortgage company and a real estate brokerage company in California. My point for that is how you get in, to answer the question of how do you get in contact with them? You go where they are. So go where they are, go to your networking events, find a NARAP chapter in your area. That would be what I would suggest. Where are you at? What city are you from, Lisa?
She's in, I'll let her answer herself.
Baycliff, Texas, Galveston area, Galveston County.
Oh, Galveston, Texas. Oh, yeah. Texas got a big, Texas is one of the largest chapters. Texas rules stuff when it comes to voting. Texas got a real heavy hand over there so Texas is large. So Texas got a hard, large chapter there. So find your NARAP chapter. Andrea Kutze is a big name there. You'll know her. She's a heavy hitter down there she got a real estate company. But find the local NARAP chapter there and partner with them because you can become a member as an allied member. Have your construction company become a member, and then you're in all the, there's 90 chapters that have nationwide. Texas is one of the largest chapters. NAREB, National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and it's NAREB.
Yeah, that's what she was just asking. You must have heard it. That's what she was just asking. That's what she was just asking. You must have just read her mind.
What it means?
the NARRB, however you just said it.
Okay.
Give it to us again.
Yes, sir. Sure. NAREB. NAREB, NAREB, National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Man is in New Jersey right now. So he's right in my backyard. He's right here. The local president is right here locally. So but find a chapter in your area, NAREB, a chapter. Texas is a you good. You know what I mean? You're good in Texas. And my point is just to get with tie yourself and put yourself in, get in the room with them, and you want to get on that list of get on the list. And all it takes is for you to do one or two jobs. Then your name, one or two jobs with a VA vendor. And then because it's such a market that's so underrepresented and understaffed, you do one or two jobs in it that your work is going to speak for itself, and that's the way it works with that industry. And I'm sure, there's a desert there when it comes to contractors that has it. And research that designation of what the requirements is to become an approved HUD contractor. Because I'm telling you, they do not have enough people. Texas may be different. I don't know about Texas. But I'm sure I can tell you, Jersey and Pennsylvania, there is hard to find reputable and good contractors that can get in there.
I think that's nationwide.
The money's going to be there. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. No doubt. I'm hoping I ain't all over the place with it, but I wanted to make sure.
Man, you're good. You're good, man. No. That's why. Let me tell you, bro. I knew to let you talk most of this episode. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is right up your alley, man. This next section. Because all I do as an investor is tell you what I want. You understand what I'm saying? So now you go use expertise. That's why I ain't said too much this episode. I ain't said too much because I'm smart enough to know that you didn't taught me 50 things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you taught me 50 things. Let me tell you another situation, because I'm actually throwing you situations that are on this phone. Right. I mean, on this call right now. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, man. The alley oops I'm throwing you are relevant to this call. Okay. I make 6 figures. I'm taking care of my wife. I'm doing my thing. You understand? I'm doing my thing. I make 6 figures. Take care of my wife. Doing my thing. Money's not tight. But I'm looking to get out of trading my time for money. How can I use my employer? How can I use my employer's money to then switch over and start investing in the real estate? Where should I start? Where should I go? Give me some steps.
All right. If I was in that situation,
I asked that question for Corey. He just got us a lie.
He got off? Dang. Well, we got to record. I would sit down and have a real conversation with myself, a present time conversation, and take a look in inventory and where I'm at and what it is, and say, okay. First of all, begin to steal away. Nobody know. I'm starting to plant a seed. I'm throwing that seed, digging a hole and dropping the seed in it. Plant better. You always teach it, man. I'll begin to plant better by first stealing away, and I would drop a seed and start going to work to make a way while I'm still underneath my employer. And anything, if there's any schooling or education that's offered that employers will pay for, I'm taking advantage of it. So some courses, right, in real estate, college courses will satisfy as the equivalent for your real estate license. So if my employer is willing to pay for my real estate license course, sometimes the course is not as much, it's under $500 in most cases, right? There's courses that your employer may pay for that are college-related courses that you can get them to pay you for and maintain a C average or whatever, however that works, and it'll be paid for by the employer. that's one way to do it. You know, maybe take a little long time doing it. That way it's a lot. Real estate class, you can probably get it in 10 days. But I would just say steal away and start finding a way to get one property, man. Because one property purchased right can find that, that's a college tuition for your child. If your child is born now, buy a property to pay their college tuition today. So that way you ain't got to worry about it. If you buy a property and keep it, by the time they go to college, it'll be paid for, halfway paid for, at least, because real estate appreciates if you buy right, though. The key is getting the right person at the foundation. So I'm just saying, you know, start, if you steal away and find a way to utilize, you know, whatever options your employer is providing to pay for the education-wise, but at night, take the real estate course. Get educated. Get the information, even if it's, you don't have to take the course, you know, but just get informed by the individuals that that's giving you what you need, you know, sift through what it is that you know that's really gonna help you really get there. Not the stuff that's selling you to sell you, you know, sell you in a way that, you know, you get more than what you pay for when you get ATS from Antonio and what he provides, man. You know, so you know real when you see real, you know, and just get that information, whether you take a course. First of all, is getting informed and educating yourself about the process, and enough about the process that's going to help you to get to where you need to get to, you know. And I think that that's the first step, is really getting your mind right and going into agreement with it. Because to come out of a trading time for a paycheck mentality is a process, and is a thought, and it's a mind state, mindset, you know. So I have to get to a place where, okay, I'm gradually unthinking that process. I'm gradually you know, undoing that. I have to think and totally think different, you know? And so I need to get around other people that's already done that, or other people that's striving to do that, you know, and get around those people and see how they're doing it. There's nothing wrong with pledging your allegiance to your brother so long as you don't break your allegiance. And I know nobody don't know what that means. It may not mean it's what that means, but nothing wrong with me pledging my allegiance to you and following your example. And as long as I'm being true to, we're being true to one another. You know, I can pledge my allegiance to you as long as it's in truth. You know, we have the best intent for one another. We have the best intent. I don't know what you know as it comes to whatever that field is. You don't know what I know when it comes to that, but we collectively, I'm pledging my allegiance to you and my all, in a sense that, you know, so if a person knows more than what I know, I can get on the path with him and work and follow that until I'm strong enough to add my own flavor to it, if that makes sense. I'm strong enough to branch off and, you know, and then do it myself. So it first starts with education and knowledge and becoming the best informed as best as you can about what you want to do and how you want to get there and doing it that way. So, yeah.
That's perfect, bro. Perfect. No, perfect, perfect. Appreciate you, man. Give us some finest words and take us on out of here.
All right. So with finding a real estate professional, subscribe to If Start Now. Don't wait. Start now, even the process, because it doesn't cost you a thing to start the process of making up your mind to buy something or to get into it. It don't cost one dime to make up your mind and say, I'm going to do this. Like you said, after the day's cast, that we had to make up our mind to put that live show on, it ain't cost a dime for me to do it. I'm doing what you just said to start that show, that first cast, you know. Or so it doesn't cost anything to do, to make up your mind to say, I'm going to buy my first house. Do that, and then there's a lot of little steps that you can do in the meantime. Do those things. Start picking up those little steps of what you can do right now to get the process started for purchasing. Download HUDHomestore.com is one. You can get good deals still from there, especially if it's your first one, you buy it and you're an occupant. Go get your best deal from that thing, man. You can do it. I've seen them properties go for $5,000, you know, for a house, a whole house. I'm like, man, but being a broker, you can't even buy it. You got to find other ways to do it. But, you know, it's just, you know, so there's deals there where there's equity in it. I would say start. That's what I would say. Start now. Start from right where you at. Don't let nothing tell you. You can't get in it. Jump in it with both feet and start the process, even if you don't have the money, because what I do know for certain is the good deal always will find the money. So a good deal will always find the money. Get set it up, get the process and get it in step and get it in place. The good deal will find the money, you know, and you'd be surprised at what'll happen for you when you start walking towards it. You start making a commitment to yourself and you make up your mind and say that I'm gonna do it. You'd be surprised at what doors open up for you. You know, what by the, you know, the author, the originator of the universe, by whatever name we choose to call them, you know, and whatever energy we use, you know, will open up doors. So that's what I have to add. And I thank you for the opportunity to share that.
No doubt. Appreciate you, man. Starting thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yeah. No, no, that's just good stuff, man. Appreciate you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're so grateful. I knew to take a back seat on this episode, let my man Maurice, broker of three, soon to be four states, getting ready to be president of everything out there on the East Coast. And I'm so grateful to have his presence there. Do me a favor, and Maurice, as soon as you hang up this call, call Deanna real quick. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so grateful for all of you. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better, you can dominate. Y'all have a good day. See you for all the other trainings happening tonight. All right, everybody.
You should really be famous for every tear you've ever cried, for everything that's ever happened to you, for all the abuse you've ever been through, for the divorce you've ever been through. You should absolutely be famous for that. Yeah, that's how I think. As a matter of fact, that's how most of us great motivational speakers or platform speakers, we are. I speak over 400 times a year. I command over $40,000 a keynote. $40,000 a keynote. I can make $30,000 in 30 minutes. All because my story was one of tragedy. And I've learned how to take it to one of great wealth. I want to teach you that. I want to give to you free. No risk, no charge, no credit card needed. Free 20 hours of how to get famous for telling your story. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great. And you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have. It's not what you do. It's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody to teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire, Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. And to be honest with you, you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are gonna have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are gonna be watching this are gonna be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm gonna give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.